Proclamation number 5191 of 18th of August, 1951. Immortality of the soul. Think about what will happen to your soul after the death of the body. Try to imagine that there is no end to what you think, feel and want and that the soul cannot die. Imagine it if you cannot yet firmly believe it. Then you will feel uneasy because the soul will feel that no beautiful fate awaits it, because the belief in a continuation of life would also have resulted in a different way of life, a change in love, but just as a change in love would also have earned it faith. Every person knows that he has to die after the body, yet the soul's continued life cannot be taught as definite knowledge. Nevertheless, it can become a conviction in the human being even without proof. And this conviction now determines his thinking, willing and acting. Then the human being lives consciously, conscious of his task to develop upwards on earth and to prepare the soul's fate in the beyond according to his degree of maturity. Then he thinks of the soul's life after death and is also always willing to exchange earthly life with life in the spiritual kingdom, because he knows that there is no eternal death, only a change of abode for the soul. Every person of good will also feels that he does not only life for this earth, and his faith becomes ever deeper and more convinced. For anyone of good will does not resist the indications which are repeatedly offered to him through God's love and stimulate his thinking. Anyone of good will also cultivates love, and thus he is strengthened in his faith and longs for light which is also kindled in him. Every person can believe in the soul's continuation of life if he wants to, if he desires the truth, if he thinks about it and desires clarification. However, the denial of the will to live on will always be an obstacle to faith, because then the human being will already be dominated by the forces of darkness which hate all light. Do not carelessly pass over your thoughts if they remind you of the life of the soul after death. Seek to fathom but do not reject all thoughts if they touch you. For without the will for truth you cannot attain it. Without the desire for it you cannot be taught. There is life after death and you shape this life for yourselves on earth. You yourselves create the soul's fate in eternity and should ensure that it does not fall prey to spiritual death, which is agonizing but never signifies non-existence. For the soul is the real thing in a human being and continues to exist even if the body passes away. Think about it so that you will come to believe, so that you will gain the inner conviction that the body can indeed die but the soul is everlasting. Amen.